Through the teachings and events of the Passion story, we see and hear the great contradictions that characterize the coming of God's reign. The leader serves the followers. Proud Peter is revealed in his cowardice. And Jesus, the innocent bringer of life, is arrested, beaten, executed, and buried. This day we begin and end with a rest. The Holy Gospel for Palm Sunday is recorded in Luke, the 23rd chapter. Then the assembly rose as a body and brought Jesus before Pilate. They began to accuse him, saying, "We found this man perverting our nation, forbidding us to pay taxes to the emperor, and saying that he himself is the Messiah, a king." Then Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" He answered, "You say so." Then Pilate said to the chief priests and the crowds, "I find no basis for an accusation against this man." But they were insistent and said, "He stirs up the people by teaching throughout all Judea, from Galilee, where he began, even to this place." When Pilate heard this, he asked whether the man was a Galilean. And when he learned that he was under Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him off to Herod, who was himself in Jerusalem at that time. When Herod saw Jesus, he was very glad, for he had been wanting to see him for a long time, because he had heard about him and was hoping to see him perform some sign. He questioned him at some length, but Jesus gave him no answer. The chief priests and the scribes stood by, vehemently accusing him. Even Herod with his soldiers treated him with contempt and mocked him. Then he put an elegant robe on him and sent him back to Pilate. That same day, Herod and Pilate became friends with each other. Before this, they had been enemies. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We've been on quite a journey together, haven't we? We began with Jesus on the shores of the Sea of Galilee. And those first words, "Come, follow me." And as we and the disciples have journeyed with Jesus, we've found that the crowds have gotten larger and larger. And we have found in that journey that there have been ups and downs. But today on Palm Sunday, Jesus arrives at his destination. He arrives at Jerusalem, the culmination of that journey that began so long ago at that shore. They've arrived. And this week, as I was kind of thinking of that journey, that destination, and the arrival, a book came to mind. And this morning, I would like us to make some comparisons with a book by one of my favorite authors, Dr. Seuss. Dr. Seuss was actually Theodore Seuss Geisel. And in his lifetime, he wrote 60 books for children. But he wrote them later in life. Early on, he was an illustrator. He became a cartoonist. Later, a political satirist. And then he started in his maturity to reveal his childlike heart. And so today, I would like us to look at his very last book, written in 1990, when he was 86 years old. When Dr. Seuss wrote this book, He had bone marrow cancer that was spreading throughout his body. His strength was failing. And yet, he wrote what critics have called his finest book, Oh, the Places You'll Go. And we'll start today on Palm Sunday. When Jesus arrives at his destination, and what could be better when you get there to be given a warm welcome? And that's what Jesus gets today. It's echoed in these words. Congratulations. Today is your day. You're off to great places. You're off and away. You have brains in your head and feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself any direction you choose. You're on your own, and you know what you know, and you are the guy who'll decide where to go. Jesus has arrived. It is his day. And as he goes into Jerusalem on that donkey, the crowds embrace him. They wave palms, they cheer, Hosanna! Blessed be the name of the Lord. What could be better? But let's stop there a sec. In the midst of all that celebration, there's a shift. We continue. You look up and down streets, look them over with care, and you may not find any you'll want to go down. In that case, of course, you'll head straight out of town. I'm afraid that sometimes you'll play lonely games too, games you can't win, because you'll play against you, all alone. Whether you like it or not, alone will be something you'll be quite a lot. And when you're alone, there's a very good chance you'll meet things that scare you right out of your pants. There are some down the road between hither and yon that can scare you so much you won't want to go on. You can get so confused that you'll start into race down long, wiggled roads at a breaknecking pace and grind on for miles across weirdish, wild space, headed, I fear, toward a most useless place, the waiting place. That's exactly what's happened to Jesus. In that journey with us and his disciples, we have found Jesus in many weirdish, wild spaces. We have found him encountering things that have been scary. We have found him in places where people have been confused. But today, it seems that suddenly Jerusalem, that place of destination and welcome, has become a most useless place, the waiting place. Because what happens today? After that initial wonderful parade where Jesus comes into Jerusalem, what now happens to him? In our gospel text today, Jesus, who was the recipient of welcome and wonder and awe, is now being paraded around in front of important people. First he goes to Pilate. And then Pilate decides to send him to Herod. And then Herod decides to send him back to Pilate. He's just paraded around from one to another in this waiting place. Because what's going on? The people in power are deciding, what are we going to do about this? How are we going to handle this? How are we going to resolve this? And so Jesus is there today in that waiting place. Let's go back to the book. As it describes, I think, what will happen now this Holy Week that begins this day. Here are the words. But on you will go, though the weather be foul. On you will go, onward up many a frightening creek, though your arms may get sore and your sneakers may leak. On and on you will hike, and I know you'll hike far, and face up to your problems, whatever they are. Jesus could have decided to get out of town, but he didn't. No, on he goes, though the weather be foul. He continues to take step by step towards this cross. He does that for you and for me. How can he do that? The words of the psalmist have new power today. My times are in your hands. And then those great words. But as for me, I have trusted in you, O Lord. I have said you are my God. Let your face shine upon your servant. Save me in your steadfast love. Those are words for you and I, too. Oftentimes, as we're going through life, we find ourselves often on the same kind of paths. But I think as, the places you'll go concludes this morning, we're given some great and hopeful words. Dr. Seuss concludes, so be sure when you step with care and great tact, and remember that life's a great balancing act. Just never forget to be dexterous and deft, and never mix up your right foot from your left. Jesus calls you and I to this life that's a great balancing act. Sometimes we'll encounter times of great joy like today. Times we'll encounter great sorrow. That's life. But all of that life that you and I are on end at a cross. All of those paths end there. And when we get there, we find the cross is empty. Because God in Christ is always delivering life out of death for you and for me. And so let's remember today as we leave to step with care and great tact. And remember that life's a great balancing act. As we move toward that cross where life abounds. Thanks be to God. Amen.